And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 4th of May, 2025. May 4th is International Respect for Chickens Day. Chickens are one of the most abused animals on this planet. Domestication of chickens happened some 8,000 years ago in Southeast Asia and then spread all over the world. Domesticated chickens were initially not used as a source of food. They were used for entertainment through cockfighting. It was only between 400 and 200 BC, during the Hellenistic period, that people in the region of the southern Levant started using chickens as a source of food. One way to see how the modern-day chicken is the object of abuse is by comparing them to their wild ancestors, the red jungle fowl. The red jungle fowl is a species of tropical bird found across much of Southeast and parts of South Asia. These wild birds are smaller than their domestic descendants. Through genetic manipulation, today's chickens are massively larger than ever. In 1957, adult chickens weighed a mere 905 grams. In 2005, adult chickens weighed 4,202 grams. This Frankenstein's monster has many health issues, including increased bone, heart, and immune system problems. We have made them prisoners in their own bodies. The wild red jungle fowl only lays approximately 10 to 15 eggs in an entire year in one or two clutches. The modern egg-laying hen has been bred to lay over 300 large eggs in a year. This egg overproduction leads to fatal reproductive tract diseases such as cancer, egg yolk impactions, peritonitis, egg binding, as well as malnutrition, osteoporosis, and bone fractures. Sanctuaries for hens administer medications that help the hens stop ovulating, giving their tired bodies a chance to heal. Hens are usually slaughtered at 18 months old when their egg laying starts to decline. Male chicks are considered useless by the egg industry because they will never lay. They are killed as soon as they are born. Chickens are inquisitive animals whose cognitive abilities are on par with those of cats, dogs, and even some primates. Like all animals, chickens love their families and value their own lives. Their social nature means that they're always looking out for their families and for other chickens in their group. They can complete complex mental tasks, learn from watching each other, demonstrate self-control, and worry about the future. Chickens comprehend cause and effect relationships and understand that objects still exist even after they're hidden from view. Chickens also have impressive communication skills. They have dozens of types of vocalizations that they use to distinguish between threats that are approaching by land and those that are approaching by air. Mother hens begin communicating with their chicks before they even hatch. They cluck softly to their babies while sitting on the eggs, and they chirp back to her and to each other from inside their shells. To make a better world for these domesticated birds, United Poultry Concerns, founded by Karen Davis, started International Respect for Chickens Day, working to raise compassion for chickens and other domesticated fowl. And here's a prayer for today by Carol J. Adams. God of all feathered beings, thank you for birds. Thank you for their early morning songs. I too lift a song to heaven when morning breaks, this song of praise. For red-winged blackbirds, for robins bathing outside the window, for peacocks and cassowaries, for the ostrich and the egret, for the loon and the petrel, for the pelican and the seagull. Have you not gathered us the way a mother hen gathers her chicks? I pray for chickens who can't gather their chicks. Great God, the largest space they will know is the oven. How can we treat your feathered world so cruelly? And great God, how can baby chicks be thrown away? The morning song of a bird announces a newly dawning day, fresh with new life. Great God, give us fresh spirits. Can we gather the baby chicks under our wings as we celebrate your creation, your feathered beings, the woodpecker and the heron and the pigeon, and yes, the chicken? God, you know my imperfections. I ignore the baby chick within, all that is fresh and new and desires growth. Sometimes I ignore it or fight it. I am sometimes too fragile to allow the new within to survive. Create within me the ability to greet each day like your birds and to care for animals as you would, God, you who would gather us all within your outstretched wings. A prayer by Carol J. Adams. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder to greet each day like the birds.